In this concluding segment, I'm going to go to a couple of scriptures in the New Testament. Let's start out with Mark chapter 12. In the middle of the passage, Jesus was discussing a woman in the resurrection and all of this, and to the scribes and the Sadducees. And verse 27, the Lord instructs them that God, he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err. And one of the scribes came, having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, he asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, said, the first of all the commandments. Now, the commandments are the signature in the person that they are keeping covenant with God, the Ten Commandments. The first of all these Ten Commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, well, Master, you have said the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that dare ask him any question. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Okay? And then Mark 13, this chapter, after instructing the Sadducees and the scribes. Mark 13, and let me just put in here that Mark is the king. He's the Lion of Judah. He's the king speaking the kingdom, St. Mark the Evangelist. He's declaring the gospel of the kingdom. In Mark 13, the disciples ask him about what shall be the fulfilling of signs in the latter days. And the Lord goes on to talk about, and you can read the entire chapter if you like, there's much deception, it starts off with, and all kinds of events that we see are being fulfilled now, nations against nations, kingdoms, earthquakes, people are being delivered over and betrayed, they are being murdered for their testimony of Jesus, and that there's many false prophets and false teachers. And in these days, we are to learn this parable, okay? And if anyone says to you, oh, Christ is here or lo is there, don't believe him, for false Christs and false prophets, verse 21 and 22, shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take you heed. Behold, I've told you all these things. In those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Eclipse, and the stars of heaven shall fall, meteor showers, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he shall send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now, learn this parable of the fig tree, verse 28. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you, in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that is near, even at the doors. For verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But at that day and that hour knows no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So take heed and watch and pray, for you know when the time is. And then he talks about, take your heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes at evening or in the midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Now let's go and look at these false prophets and false signs. Let's go look at this mystery Babylon, this whore that we've been speaking to, these religious leaders and all in from Ezekiel 16 and 17 and the vine, watching this all come to pass. That in chapter 17 of Revelation, one of the seven angels had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, come here, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of their fornication. So I'm going to summarize very briefly, verse 3 and 4. So it carried me away into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and purples, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And the woman was drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The angel said to me, wherefore do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast, anyway, he goes on to describe this beast, these powers, their governmental powers that are operating in political system. And go down to verse 14. This is pertinent to the conversation. These beasts, these powers shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And he says to me, the waters which you saw where the horse sits are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore. Okay, these political powers. And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. It is the Roman Catholic Church. And then in chapter 18, the angel comes down and talks about Babylon. He cries mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, fallen, become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunken of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth waxed rich to the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you not receive her plagues, for her reward, her even as she rewarded you, and double her sins have reached to the heavens, and God has remembered her iniquities and rewarded her even as she rewarded you, and double to her, double according to her works. And the cup which she has filled to her double. And then when they see it, it goes on to describe who she is and what happens. In verse 20, all the merchants of the earth will be mourning over her, but rejoice over her, you heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. And no more will she continue to function. In verse 24, it says that this is why the judgment will come upon her. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. These are the religious systems of the earth. Those who have broken covenant with basically a whorehouse ministry, which rides the beast, the world political systems, and the merchants of the earth, the merchandising, and kills all those who gets in her way. Who has the Satan operating, that old dragon, through her, but has veneered herself with a lamb skin. Looks like a lamb, but you have to get beneath what is the voice that's speaking. Oh, you shall be like God. You will not die. We have all knowledge of truth. The twisting, coiling serpent never changed his modus operandi. Today, if you hear this, repent, come out of her, come to Jesus who loves you, who laid down his life. Greater love has no man than this, than he laid down his life. And the standard of the covenant is raised up to bring you to repentance and to walk by his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love. This is our God. This is not another God. Come and drink of the waters of everlasting, eternal life, the God of life, not the God of dead. That's all these other people serve, the God of the dead. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.